Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Archive Monday. You're saying, Crutchy, why is it an Archive Monday? Because I said so. That's why. No. It's a golf tournament day, so we got to jet out right after the show is over. So today we're taking you back to a very special day, the 25th anniversary of Roadkill being at the station. So enjoy the festivities, y'all.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Happy anniversary, Roadkill.
Oh, yeah.
Happy 25.
I like that.
Happy anniversary, Roadkill.
All right.
Happy 25.
All right.
All
right, I realize. It's Roadkill's 25th work anniversary, and I realize he's not a Little River Band guy, okay? I realize that fully, 100%, 100%. So, you knew I had to, right? I had to.
It's been 25 years that you've been on, working in the morning, rock on,
rock it on,
rock on. He gets to work about 5 a.m., roadkill, roadkill, and by 11, man, he's gone again.
That is true.
Roadkill.
He is out the door.
Roadkill.
11:30.
Long hair shining in the neon light, and he wears a CPAP at night. It's been 25 years that you've been on, working.
That's right.
In the morning. Rock on, rock on.
There you go. All right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. It's weird seeing him so vulnerable.
He's very, you can tell he's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him like this every day.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I enjoy it.
I'm getting a lot of joy out of it. And during the break, I asked Amy if she would slide over to Laura's microphone and give her a seat with a microphone. And Roadkill's like, you just watch it. So nice to see you, Amy. How are you?
Hi, good.
You good? Don't be.
You're doing great. It sounds weird to everybody the first time.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's starting to sound normal.
You can turn your headphones down so you won't hear it and you won't be weirded out by it. Okay. All right. But no, it's just I just want to say welcome and everything. And in the middle of the night, when you roll over and you look at him with that CPAP on, you got to go, I lucky. Wow.
Luckiest lady in the world.
That is so beautiful. So Laura has been. Laura is now on the road to go to a rock concert, and you know it's killing her, right? You know
yep.
It's killing her. So we've been all over the place, reaching out to people and everything. And I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you one. There's one person that could not be here because, believe it or not, they're involved in a national competition. There's a person that wanted to be here, couldn't be here because they're in a national competition. I'm not even kidding.
Are we supposed to guess?
Oh, yeah.
It's somebody in the music industry.
It is not somebody in the music industry, no.
Well, it's obviously an athlete.
Yeah. But you would not know it. Probably doesn't even want me saying it, believe it or not.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
World-class competitor, too. This is not a joke. I'm not setting this up as a joke.
Danica Patrick.
No. There's somebody that he knows.
I know Danica.
Danica Patrick isn't calling, you know. But yeah, so I got a message from, of all people, this friend of the show, and I know one of your daughters is a huge fan.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Right. All right. He's at a water skiing competition. He's competing. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He's a world-class water club. Yeah. And his kids are, too. Bob Marley, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
This is a big shout-out to Roadkill, who's been at the station for 25 years, which is friggin' hard to believe. When you started, dude, like, Polo Cologne was still popular. Whatever. Most embarrassing moment for me with roadkill, other than the stuff that happened over on Route 11, which we ain't talking about. He just got divorced, and I was in the studio, and he goes, "Yeah, I just got divorced." I go, "Oh, dude," and I fist bumped him. That was supposed to be like, "Oh, dude, I'm sorry, 2, 3, 4, wait a second," and then fist bumping, but I didn't. I go, "Oh, dude, hey," and he thought I meant like, "Hey, awesome, frig, woo, way to go, celebrate."
He was embarrassed.
We love you, man. Congratulations. Here's to 25 more. You'll be like 89 years old with hair down your ass, just still drumming. Ding, ding. You'd be like a geriatric Neil Peart with a 603 area code. Chew on that, bitches.
That's Bob Marley. So we're getting a lot of text and messages, okay, that are saying congratulations. And I got one that I just wanted to give voice to. And it says, the kids are both in the studio. Lovely Nora and Sadie are sitting right behind Scotty. And they said, boy, they must really love their dad to be in the same room with Greg, who fired them.
That's right. Oh, they're nodding their heads.
They're like, yeah, that's right. This,
can
this
we give
hard.
Them a mic? Will you talk on the air? I don't want to admit, but you just talk
Go
on
ahead.
The air. Okay, so Sadie has the microphone. Hi, hon. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. I didn't fire you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
This has been a cross I've been bearing because your dad, you fired my kids. Great. Awesome. And so I just wanted to just face to face and say, I didn't fire you. Okay. I didn't. You know that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Your dad is not, he's still making the face. Nora, you know that? You okay with that? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Just check. So we do a segment from time to time here on the show. We call it I Bet There's No One Listening Who. And we are going to go to the phones for this segment. Where's my intro? Oh, it's right here. All right.
I bet there's no one listening who.
This is
nobody.
Our goal.
They are our customers in their very own private world.
Our goal when we do this segment usually is to find out who comes up with something that nobody responds to, like the hardest thing. You know, who, like, got bit by a rattlesnake and struck by lightning in the same afternoon? Wow, nobody's going to call. And then when they don't, you win because you came up with the most unusual thing. Today I want to try it. We're only going to do one thing. And this we may not get any calls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only call the show at 888-556-7625 if Roadkill was nice to you.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Get the crickets ready, man. Get the crickets.
No, I think there's some out there. Maybe
I don't know, man.
Two or three.
This could be mm-hmm. tough. You know, I mean, I know he's nice to Amy. I mean, right? He's nice
most of the
to
time.
You. He's nice to you.
Depends on the day.
See, answered it just like Valerie would right there.
Depends on the day.
Never gonna give it up. Never. Nope. She's gonna hit you. You know. I will tell you. I will start, but this is questionable. You know, if I've had a particularly bad couple of days, really busy, or I'm really tired. And I'm in here, and the lights are out. Swear to God, this is true. It's almost—it's romantic. It's so beautiful. You know, I'm sitting in here in the dark, and I'm prepping the show, and then the lights go on in the hallway. That means Roadkill's here, okay? And he walks in, doesn't say a word. He knows I'm tired or whatever, or things are difficult for whatever reason. He puts his stuff down on a chair, quietly walks around the console here, comes over here, quietly, never says a word. And lays at my side on my left hand, right where my left hand goes, a chocolate cruller.
Oh.
That is about as nice as Roadkill gets. Okay?
I had to stop.
Yeah.
Got pulled aside at bobblehead night by Val.
This is also
and she
true.
Said that we doing a life change and that we're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing what anymore? You're not bringing him donuts?
It was lay off the donuts.
Yeah. For my So then I tried to step around her. Val stepped in front of me. Did you hear me?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She was all.
So it was a slight.
She was all
bullying.
All business.
At bobblehead night.
Yeah,
so
there
there's
was, yeah. Got laid down there. So that's what I can offer. You know, that's what I can offer. Now people are calling in.
Really?
I'm gonna see what we get here. Okay, I'm gonna start with Daniel claims these could be all fabricated. Claims Roadkill was nice to him. Daniel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
When
and happy anniversary, Scott.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. How was he nice to you, Daniel? Allegedly.
A couple years ago, I was just out and about one weekend, and I see Mr. McMullen walking towards me. So I just, you know, as he gets closer, I'm like, hey, Scott, how's it going? And he gives me a little jut with his chin, hey, and keeps going.
Wow. That is so beautiful. That is as nice as it gets. He moved his chin. Wow, there's a nice guy in there. That's unbelievable. That's a great call, man.
I was respecting your privacy.
Thank you so much. That's great. Ran into roadkill one day. Apparently, he was stuck in a minivan with his family at a festival or something. A listener wanted a picture with him. Scotty's already fuming, and the picture was to be with him next to the truck, stuck in the mud.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Went to Durham. We went to for fireworks one night, and my ex-wife swung the minivan around and got it stuck. And it was quite obvious it was stuck. And there was mud all over the place.
Beautiful stories.
They came and towed us out and everything, and people were coming home going, hey, can I get a picture?
Yeah. With your mom and dad seated right behind you, and the kids are here, and Amy's here. Travis has one. Travis Clint. Now, these could all be fabricated.
This is good.
Travis said you were nice to him once. Good morning, Travis. Travis.
Travis, baby.
Oh, don't.
Buddy.
Travis, call back. Call back.
Maybe he reconsidered.
No. It was a phone. You call back, Travis. I want him back. Let's go to Cupcake. Cupcake, we got to get Travis on the air. Cupcake, go. When was Roadkill allegedly nice to you?
Good morning. Congratulations, Roadkill.
Thank
you. As a longtime listener, mm-hmm. I had seriously low expectations of Roadkill, but I was wrong. When I showed up that day to bring you guys cupcakes, it was really cold and the door was locked, and he happened to turn around and see that I was at the door and no one was there. He stood up, his little chair spinned back like a tilt-a-whirl from his girth, his little legs moving like lightning, taking tiny little quick steps, his unkempt, knotted hair blowing in the breeze. He ran to the door. He opened the door. He welcomed me. He offered to take my box. He didn't insult me, at least not till I left, probably. He said, hey, Mom, we're on the air. He thanked me afterwards. He took a photo with me, and I left going, hey, he was actually kind of attractive. I was shocked. It was lovely. You're a lucky woman.
I love the use of the word,
you are a lucky woman.
Aw, thank you.
Actually really attractive.
You have a great dad. Congratulations, girl.
Same size chair that everybody else has.
Lady Cupcake, that is the greatest call in the history. Did you hear he spun on his chair from his girth?
Yep.
Did you hear that?
We're working on it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mind you,
tomorrow.
Only reason he did that is
cupcakes.
Roadkill got cupcake nose. You can smell the cupcake nose.
Yeah, I saw that.
That is unbelievable right there. That is the best. And as soon as you said the word girth, his head went down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's just genius. So, let me guess. So, the first one was you moved your chin at one listener.
Yeah.
Second one was you opened the door.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. I had you wrong. All these years, I so had you wrong. Let's go to Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Congrats, Roadkill.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were nice to me.
When?
I won tickets from you guys for a Shinedown meet and greet sound check. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
And Roadkill and Andy had the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think actually another station showed up. Andy had to go take care of some business, make sure they left your ground.
Yeah.
But Roadkill met the listeners, and I think he pretty much said hi. And in about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about all that he said to us. But we did take a picture. And that was about it. But he said hi,
dude. What else do you want?
That's very nice.
So you're so giving.
That's
have always been about giving.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
Todd.
Exposed.
He answered the door for a woman with cupcakes. He lifted his chin.
he said hi.
That is about as good as it gets. What do you want from one human being?
Come on now.
Kenny Rogers Show. With your mom. With the Kenny Rogers Show. I was in the box next door. Stopped over to say hi. He didn't punch me or nothing. He was so nice. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
He's never been a violent man.
No, he's small. He's afraid.
Yeah,
he's afraid.
Smaller man.
I've been listening every day forever. You helped me get through some dark times and putting a smile on my face. Thank God for iHeartRadio. Listening in Louisiana today, that is Trucker Ed.
Thank you very much.
Trucker Ed right
one day, about I think 6 weeks ago, you went the whole show without insinuating that I had a boyfriend.
That's true.
So thank you very much, buddy. It was a great day.
The best.
Yeah.
It's the best. You know, I would love to be able to say, I went one whole show without a weight comment, but
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's never happened, you know. So I only want calls from people who apparently Roadkill was nice to him. Ken, I'm still waiting. I want Travis to get back on the phone, but Ken also wants to say something that you did nice for him. Ken, go ahead.
So I was down at Penn's, and I had won a porn video, and he was picking on my last name. I stood up, and Andy was picking on me, and the guy, Roadkill, was pleasing. He told me he's bigger than me. I was looking at him in the eyes. He was on stage, and he's like, "You might eat me."
So wait a minute. Roadkill was nice to you because he gave you a porn video. Do I understand that correctly?
Well, the porn, plus he realized that I was looking in the eyes from the floor when he was standing on the stage.
Okay. Eye level, you were on the stage, yeah. Eye level.
Fantastic.
Okay, very nice.
Fantastic.
Porn video, lifted chin, yep. Cupcake at the door.
Hi.
And the pie, oh yeah, the pie thing is the best. That is the best. See, who thinks he's not a nice guy? They really don't know him, do they, Amy? They don't know.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I also want to thank you for only putting that bumper sticker on my car once. The bumper sticker that said, "One beer and I'm queer." Right. Thank you very much, buddy.
Right, right.
You're welcome.
And I'm very thankful for the day that Roadkill put a magnet bumper sticker on my car that said, "I hate cops."
Great.
Some of you drove around for weeks with those.
There was another one that I got that said, "I love gay porn."
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't care about that one as much as the "I hate cops." That was the one for me that really was.
I got those. I put those on. It was weeks before some people found them.
Very tough. Good morning. Congratulations, Mr. Roadkill. I've been sending emails, can't call, for a mere 15 years at my job. And once, several years ago, he responded. Out of 15 years of emails, he sent one response. What a nice guy.
That is better than zero.
Yep. That is so, so amazing. Today is Roadkill. If you're just tuning in, it's his 25th anniversary on the air. It wouldn't be an anniversary without Tomato Johnny calling in. Good morning, Johnny.
What's up, guys? So I just, you know, he's so friendly and he's so nice that was that one time he sent my wife a friend request on Facebook. Happy 25 years, you schmuck.
Here comes a creeper.
Roadkill's not the most computer savvy guy.
Yeah, it's Roadkill. He's a creeper.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Guys, I thought they'd already friended me.
I don't know. You know, it turns out my wife got one. My wife was like, "What is he for? I don't get it."
Got like 30 calls.
And so then we hammered him with it on the air. He's like, "I didn't know. I swear to God, I didn't know." You know, but see, there he is, reaching out to be friends.
Yeah, I was just trying to be friendly.
I don't
understand. Those suggested friends where he's just thinking he's confirming, but
he skipped over the Bills and the Franks and the Toms.
No, there was a few of those.
You know what I mean?
I got to keep it spicy.
Here's another one. Here's an emailer who said, "Roadkill, I was on fire once and Roadkill pissed on me to put the fire out."
No.
That's what I wanted. So there you go. He is nice, okay? He is nice. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm afraid to go.
You're afraid.
Let's go to D. D. D-E-E says that you were nice to them. D, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations, Roadkill.
Thank you.
Very nice. Was he nice
to you? You're welcome. Yes, he was. Very, very much. So it was several years back. I was a phlebotomist at a local hospital.
She took blood.
And him and the fam. I did.
Yep.
I did. It was fun. He would come in with the family, and the girls were really little. And when he would put the girls' pictures online, they were wearing masks.
Right. Early on.
Yeah. So I didn't want to go out to them because they weren't wearing masks, and I thought he'd be very, very protective of them. And the only reason why I knew it was him, because of all the tattoos and all of that, and I was over his tattoos.
Right.
And the long hair, it was a thing for me. And so he would come into this hospital, and I thought, okay, I just got to say hi. Hi, you know, love listening to you.
Right.
But I was very shy, and I was like, you know, you're in a hospital. They're here for a reason. Could be a sad reason. Could be a happy reason.
Right.
You just never know.
Right.
So I got up the gumption one day because they love to come to the cafeteria and eat. And
Roadkill would go to the hospital cafeteria, and I know the hospital.
It's food.
Great food, great price. That's not a lie. That's absolutely spot on true. Okay?
Yeah. But I was nervous. I was nervous. So one day I did get up the gumption to be like, oh my God, I'm a fan. I'm a listener.
Very nice.
And that's when the girls would do their thing on the radio.
Right.
And I was afraid to say hello, but he allowed me to shake their hands. He introduced me to.
Oh my God. I'm so teary eyed, D, that he was so nice to you that he allowed you to shake his kids' hands. That is great. That was very nice.
Although he never introduced the ex-wife, but that's fine. Okay. That's cool now.
Okay, wait. But, well, come on now. Thank you. We appreciate that. All right.
Congratulations.
Look, that hospital, I'm not going to name the hospital for, you know, it's probably some violation of some HIPAA law. It's got good food there, man.
Yeah.
That has got good food there.
Yes, it does.
Let me see.
Where do girls want to go tonight? Oh, the hospital?
Yeah, the hospital.
Okay.
Why not?
It's not like we're visiting somebody.
Roadkill. I see Roadkill occasionally at the gas station by the studio. He always says hello and has been nice to me. He also gave me tickets to a Motley Crue Alice Cooper show one time.
At the gas station?
I don't know. I don't know.
About 20 gallons for some tickets.
I don't know.
All right. I think that's how that works.
We have to break, but we will come back. We're not through. The show, we're still more. And keep him coming, because I love hearing how nice he was. There's like five instances right there where Roadkill was nice. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we're coming right back. News and sports. Dick Berger, and also check in and talk a little racing. Give you a break.
Thank you.
That's coming up.
Today is the day, July 26th, 1994. A feathered haired boy walked into WHEB in Portsmouth. From that day on,
what is up with your knockers today?
He made the Barrington School Resource Department proud, celebrating 25 years of roadkill.
And I'm all set with somebody coming at me with a problem. We all got f-ing problems.
He's a gem. He's a gem.
We'll be right back. Why don't you look at your phone for a minute?
There you go. Hey, thanks for hanging with us today. We'll be back live for new you know what I mean, new stuff on the 24/7 tomorrow. Enjoy the day, everybody.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.